The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 25. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on December 25th, 2012, in Sydney, Australia.
Repeat after me to invoke auspiciousness in the atmosphere. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Naham prakashya sarvasya.
Naham prakashya sarvasya.
Yoga maya samavrita.
Yoga maya samavrita.
Mudho yam navijanati.
Mudho yam navijanati.
Loko mam ajamavyayam.
Loko mam ajamavyayam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. These are the words of Krishna. I'll say again and you repeat after me. I am never manifest, to the foolish and unintelligent.
For them I am covered
by my internal potency.
And therefore they do not know
that I am unborn
and infallible.
Purport. It may be argued that since Krishna was visible to everyone when he was present on this earth, then how can it be said he is not manifest to everyone? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly of Kurus, when Shishupal spoke against Krishna's being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the Supreme God. Similarly, the Pandavas and a few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to the non-devotees and the common man. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that but for his pure devotees, all men considered him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as a reservoir of all pleasure. But to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his internal potency. In the prayers of Kunti in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.19, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Yogamaya, and thus ordinary people cannot understand him. This Yogamaya curtain is also confirmed in the Ishopanishad Mantra 15, in which the devotee prays, Hiranmayena Patrena Satnyasha Pahitam Mukham Tatvang Pushanda Pavrenu Satnya Dhamaya Drishtaye. O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore, I pray that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. The Brahma Jyotir is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes my seeing your Satchidananda, your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the internal potency of the Brahma Jyotir, and the less intelligent impersonalists cannot see the Supreme on this account. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.7, there is this prayer by Brahma. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, O Master of all mystery, who can calculate your potency and pastimes in this world? You are always expanding your internal potency, and therefore no one can understand you. Learned scientists and learned scholars can examine the atomic constitution of the material world, or even the planets, but still they are unable to calculate your energy and potency, although you are present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is not only unborn, but avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form of bliss and knowledge and his energies are all inexhaustible.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jathapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vidamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschanyadeshatarine.
I'm just a humble servant of my spiritual master. This is my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. By His mercy, I have been blessed with this transcendental knowledge, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and other great literatures have been made very clear to me by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And He has ordered me that I must repeat this message for the deliverance of the entire planet from anxiety. So therefore I have come here to your city, to Sydney, to speak on this Bhagavad Gita. Because actually this knowledge will liberate, you see. Right now we are caught up in the cycle of birth and death. We are suffering so many anxieties of the mind and the body. Anxiety is caused by other living beings. Anxiety is caused by natural disasters. So many things we are caught up in. But if one can understand the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, follow them very sincerely, very dedicatedly, on a regular daily basis, incorporate that into your life, you see, you don't have to stop what you're doing. Continue doing what you're doing and add this knowledge, just as Arjuna did. Arjuna wanted to quit his activities, his professional occupation as a warrior, but Krishna said, no, you must do your occupational duties, but you must offer the result to me. You must do it for me. You see. So in this way, if we can study the Bhagavad Gita, and we can learn the art of how to offer our occupational duties to Krishna, then we become perfect. And what does perfection mean? It means punar janman vijate. You will not take birth again in this material world. The fact is, this material world is a miserable place. Even if you have money, even if you have position, even if you have power, even if you have prestige, even if you're beautiful, you know, sought after by many people because you're very beautiful and intelligent and influential, even if you have all material opulences, even if you're a demigod in the heavenly planets, this material world is still a place of misery, because here you must get old, you must get sick, and you must die, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't care how wealthy you are, how famous you are, how great of a yogi you may be. Everybody has to get sick, they have to get old, and they have to die, and nobody wants to get sick, nobody wants to get old, and nobody wants to die. So this Bhagavad Gita is that knowledge and that technique, that system, which will enable you to become free from the cycle of birth and death and achieve your original spiritual identity. Did you know you have an original spiritual identity? Did you know that? You actually have an original spiritual identity in the spiritual world. You've been going through millions of false identities or covered identities here in this material world. Birth after birth after birth for millions and millions of births as a human being, as a demigod, as an animal, as a bird, as a fish, as a reptile, as a snake, as a bush, as a tree, as a flower. So many millions and millions of species are described in the Vishnu Purana. Actually, there's 8,400,000 different species, and we have been transmigrating through this 8,400,000 species again and again and again and again. Were we ever really happy? No. We keep trying to be happy in this position? Yes. But do we ever succeed? No. Therefore, the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita is absolutely essential, because this knowledge actually tells us how to get out of the cycle of birth and death and how to enter into our original identity we once had before we fell down into this material world. So, if we can simply hear what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we can simply apply what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, then gradually, 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 we will re-establish, we will become resituated in our actual identities as spiritual beings who are eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. Right now, in our present position, we experience temporality, ignorance, and misery. That's the reality. You have to admit it. Temporality, ignorance, and misery is what we experience. That's the fact. But that's not natural. That is not our natural position. We desire eternality, knowledge, and bliss, not temporality, ignorance, and misery. So this is why this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita is absolutely essential for every single human being in every single country of the world. This is not a Hindu scripture. This is a universal scripture for everybody in every country. Do I look like a Hindu? I'm a Christian boy, actually. Looking for spiritual perfection, I didn't find it in Christianity. I knew Jesus had it, but the Christians didn't, because they weren't following him. They're all just engaged in sense gratification in the name of religion. So I wasn't satisfied. I was looking for a spiritual master who could actually teach me how to become spiritually awakened, how to actually get free from the cycle of birth and death, how to get free from all the miseries of material existence, how to actually connect with God in true meditation on a daily basis. And no one in the Christian church could teach me that. Nobody. I read so many books and so many gurus, swamis, yogis, rishis, this, that, authors, speculators. So many books I read, and nobody could tell me how to do it until I met this great teacher, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada was different. The other gurus said, "You're actually God. You just got to realize it." But let me ask you this. Why would God have to realize that He's God? God means He's all-powerful. God means He can never be covered by ignorance. If I'm actually God, how could I ever forget that I was God? That's a ridiculous thing. If I'm actually God, I could never forget that I'm God. You understand? So this idea, the living entity God is, the living entity is God, is nothing but simply pure rubbish. That's all it is. The living entity is qualitatively one with God. Because God is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, the living entity is also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So qualitatively, He is one with God, but He is the tiny particle of God. He is not the complete whole. Krishna is the complete whole, you see. He knows everything, past, present, and future. Do you know everything, past, present, and future? You see, God knows. Krishna, or God, He knows everything, past, present, and future. We do not know, you see. So we are the time, just like the gold mine and the gold nugget. We are the gold nugget, and Krishna is the gold mine. So qualitatively, we're one with Him, but quantitatively, He is the complete whole, and we are a little tiny piece, you see. So instead of misidentifying ourselves with this material energy, which has nothing to do with the actual self, the process of spiritual enlightenment, the process of spiritual realization, the actual proper and complete total yoga system is to realize that you are qualitatively one with God as His eternal servant, and how to become perfectly situated in that consciousness. Therefore, the system of bhakti has been given by the great sages. You bow down, you go to the temple, you bow down, you chant the names of God, you take the vishad of God, you hear from the sadhus who are preaching and teaching the science of bhakti. In this way, by engaging all of your senses, your eyes and seeing the deity, the nose and smelling the incense off of the deity, your intelligence by understanding the teachings, engaging all your senses. In this way, you purify your consciousness and you come out of the amnesia of bodily identification. You come back to your original consciousness that you once had before you lost it and you fell into illusion. You come back and you actually realize, I am the eternal servant of God. That's who I am. Now I know. I'm not an Aussie, I'm not a thisy, I'm not a thatsy, thatty. I'm simply the eternal servant of God. That's who I am. So the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, they in the scriptures, they will then teach you how to become practically situated in your normal daily life as a housewife, as a student, as a professional, as a businessman, as a politician, whatever you may be. They will teach you how to engage your occupational duty in such a way that you become spiritually enlightened, just as Arjuna did on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So our temple here, this temple is part of the ISKCON movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I'm one of the gurus of that movement. Many of our gurus come through here. And we have many advanced preachers also here in this temple. And if you'll come here regularly, you'll hear the classes, you will take up this practice. We also have so many groups around the Sydney area, such a big area. In different parts of the city, we have so many programs going on in your own neighborhood. You can go to classes, attend programs. In this way, if you will cultivate this science of Krishna consciousness, whatever spare time you have, don't go to waste your time with stupid movies. Come and hear the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. 80 years ago in India, that was what everybody did. In the evening, everybody would go to hear Ramayana, Mahabharata, and Bhagavad. Every evening, that was the entertainment. You wouldn't go to the cinema, waste your time. I don't even know if they had it in those days. You wouldn't waste your time. You would go and hear a sadhu speaking Ramayana, Mahabharata, and Bhagavat. That was the regular activity in India. In every town, in every village throughout India, that was Indian culture. But due to modernization, due to British influence, due to Mughal influence, the culture has been decimated, you see, over the centuries. But even 80 years ago, it was still going very nicely. The actual spiritual culture of India, now it's practically, you can't hardly even find it, you see. Now the women are just terrified of being raped in Delhi. It's a horrible thing. Some woman was gang raped on a bus. Some young girl was gang raped. It's a big uproar in Delhi now. You probably heard the news. It's horrible because they've lost their spiritual culture. They've lost the connection with God. They simply become like animals, you see. So then every country in the world, this is what's happening. The same thing in the U.S. That man went to the school, he shot 20 children down, and they're killing 1.4 million children every year by abortion in the U.S. alone. What to speak of all over the world, killing children, one child murdered after another child murdered. Every day, thousands of children are murdered. And no one even says anything about it, like just blowing your nose and throwing away the tissue paper. This is the kind of culture we have because we're forgetting the spiritual nature of the self, we're forgetting our relationship with God, and therefore nobody is happy. The world is becoming more and more a chaotic situation. So we have to put God back in the center. That's the only way we can have happiness on this planet. We can't put money in the center, we can't put power in the center, we can't put politics in the center, we can't put sex life in the center. We have to put God or Krishna back in the center of our lives, and that is the only thing that can bring true happiness on this planet. So this is our mission, the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We want to bring about the absolutely necessary re-spiritualization of the human society. Now I have a couple of questions that came up, so I'll try to answer them. I've got 2 or 3 minutes here. I heard that Krishna is not able to fully know his abilities because he is unlimited. Is this because he did know his total activities or opulences that would deem him limited? No, that's not one. As opposed to unlimited. Krishna has unlimited cognizance, unlimited ability to know everything. At the same time, his glories are expanding exponentially at every nanosecond. So, as soon as Krishna fully realizes his glories, they've already expanded even further. So in this way, there's a competition between Krishna's glories and his own cognizance of his glories. And he can never keep up because his glories keep expanding. So that means Krishna consciousness has no end. No matter how much you become Krishna conscious, you can always become more Krishna conscious because Krishna is even becoming more and more and more Krishna conscious all the time. So that means Krishna consciousness is never boring. There's unlimited nectar. You see, a businessman, you can say, well, how rich can I become? What if he owns all the money in the world? Then what will he do? You see? What if he becomes so rich, he owns every dollar, every rupee, every franc, every euro, whatever they're out there now, the pounds, the euros, the rands, everything. He owns absolutely everything. Then where will he go then? But he's limited. But in Krishna consciousness, there's no limit because even Krishna has unlimited scope for becoming more and more Krishna conscious. When Lord Vamana appeared, Sarasvati Devi presented him Rudraksha beads and other demigods' various gifts. What's the significance of Rudraksha and Tulsi beads? We chant only on Tulsi beads. Well, if you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can do anything. We are not on a level that we can imitate the incarnation of God. So we follow what is coming down from the Vaishnava Acharya, that we chant only in Tulsi beads, or on neem beads also is acceptable, but not the Rudraksha beads. Is Aditi's abode Svargaloka or the earth planet? Especially when Bali Maharaj occupied Indra's planet. That I don't know. Do you know the answer, Devi? Aditi's abode Svargaloka or is the earth planet? Where does Aditi live? Do you know the answer to that one? I can't hear you.
Kashyapa Rishi's wife. Aditi.
Yeah, it says Aditi. Is Aditi's abode Svargaloka or the earth planet?
Svargaloka. Because all the demigods were born from her.
Ah. Okay. All right, good. All right, there's the answers to the questions. Now it's just about time for the arti. So we thank you all for coming here today. And we hope that you've gained some valuable insights and inspiration from tonight's presentation of Bhagavad Gita philosophy that will transform your life forever. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
It's great Srimad Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.